Just before we jump into this week's episode, we have an exciting competition running over on our Instagram in conjunction with the Clovelly Hotel and Doozy Drinks. That's the boys, Willie Haywood, Ollie Florent and Isaac Heaney. You've got the opportunity to win two nights accommodation at the Clovelly Hotel, a $300 bar tab, second and third prizes. You've got some merch packs. You've got some vouchers. You've got some doozies. It's all there to win. So get over onto your Instagram. The link will be in the show notes and get liking and tagging to get a piece of this ripping competition.
Chadstone Toyota are back on board as premier sponsor of True Bloods for the month of May. Considering it's the month of May, Deeble, do you know what that means?
What does that mean,
it's
Matt?
Getting very close to the end of financial year at Chadstone Toyota.
And Chadstone Toyota have some deals for us, Mads. You simply must go down there. They've got an offer, $1,500 worth of Toyota genuine accessories. They've got your roof racks, they've got your bull bars, canopies and seat covers.
They certainly do, Deeble. So get down to Chadstone Toyota at 1547 Dandenong Road, Oakley, Victoria, and speak to the sales team and they'll help you get ready for end of financial year.
This is Errol Goulden and you're listening to True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. Go, boys.
Jeez, this is the most one-eyed podcast. Yeah,
it's what we're here to do.
Let's go. Let's actually go.
For mine, boys.
For yours, then.
I'm about to blow a gasket in here.
You've kicked three goals for the day, Deeble.
What is going on?
Damaging team.
Damaging disposal.
He's been very, very average.
Our best is the best in the competition. This is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast, back in the Image Online studio in Abbotsford to review the lovely win against the Hawthorn Footy Club, the upcoming clash against the GWS Giants, the Derby Mads, a simply must-win clash, and everything else Sydney Swans. Joined as always by the big man, the great man, Madison Clark. How are you, mate?
Hello, Deeble. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Thank you. Going well.
That's good.
It was a lovely Sunday afternoon at the footy, wasn't it?
It was. It was really nice. It was nice to not be hungover. It was nice to have been responsible during the day. I had the pleasure of sitting with Katz, our VFL correspondent.
We'll hear from him later in the show.
Which is phenomenal. I was sitting with the Great Lizard as well. Just a stalwart of the True Bloods faithful.
So you weren't getting around Tommy? He was down front row?
Flanners was down. I'll tell you what, when he said he was going to come in hot, he was absolutely right. No, Flanners sits in a funny place on the ground. Yeah. While it's great, sort of atmospherically, and, you know, you can get your mug on television, which he has many, many a time. You just don't have a great view of the other side of the ground.
Sure.
And for some reason, it doesn't come down the members' side a great deal.
Sure.
It's weird. So I have Mitchie Charles, his mum, his beautiful partner, Lies, sitting over with us. It was just a great day. Saw a couple of my clients in
very
the bull
good.
Ring,
yes.
Which is good. Trevor, shout out to Trevor and David. Very, very good to be with you. It was a great day. It was one of those days, Deeble, where, and I think this is where you need to get to as a football club and where you need to get to as a supporter base, is you need to go into those games being so confident that you're going to be able to win by 10 plus goals. And we haven't been at that point in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice to have that stress-free Sunday. We were both confident going in. We didn't want to moz ourselves as we have in past years, Madison Clark.
That's right.
But we went out and executed our skills. I think we were good. We weren't great. But to sort of put that sort of score on the scoreboard and the defense to hold up like it did, it was really good. Hawthorn didn't do themselves any favors, not kicking straight, but yeah, we went out, executed. The back six was awesome. You got your Tommy McCartans. You got your Lewis Malikans.
Dude,
that's where we'll start, mate.
They
were awesome, and they're building quite the duo down there, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to think that when did Malikan come on the list? 2015?
Yeah, he's got to be there 8-9 years now.
Like, that's insane. You would not have thought, going through all the injury spells that he's gone through, the sort of in and out of the team based on form as well, you wouldn't have thought that in, you know, April 2024, he'd be a key component of our back six pushing to win a flag. How bloody good is that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
How can you not be romantic about football, Deeble?
Exactly right, mate. It's... You know, they've had the 15 grabs between them, and they just commanded. They were commanding back there.
Yeah, dude.
Lewis Malekan was a presence, mate. He was reading the ball so well. I still think at times he tries to do a little bit too much, like outside of his ability, in my opinion. He's there to play a role and there to, you know, go to option A. And it's not to Lewis Malekan to create, but that's focusing on a very small minute of what he did on the weekend.
You got to stick to your strengths, Dave.
Exactly right. And I think the more Malekan does that, the better and better he's going to be and the more he's going to grow in confidence.
Deeble, you're not at Spelling Bees for True Bloods. You're not representing True Bloods at Spelling
exactly
Bees.
Exactly right, mate.
I'm not representing them at powerlifting competitions, right?
Yes.
Lewis Malekan just needs to stand there and intercept Mark and punch balls away.
And he's doing it 85% of the time. But if we can get him doing that 100% of the time,
that's right,
it's going to make such a difference and build the confidence in him as well, which I really think we're starting to see. And I think that was Tommy McCartan's best game of the year as well.
Yeah,
nine grabs and just looked in command back there. So confident when Tommy gets the ball. And I love seeing Tommy spoil, leading us for a lot of one percenters in our team. Yeah, just loving what those two are creating back there. And I think with Ramps coming back into the fold, those three can really get that back six going, even though it is the second best defense in the league for points against Mads.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the premiership window image on Fox Footy, I think it's a pretty good way to look at it, right? You want to score as many points as you can while stifling the opposition and not allowing them to score as many points against you. Now we're going pretty well. We're sort of second for both of those categories, which is phenomenal.
It is. It's really good. Nearly be leading the competition in both of those stats, and it's a really good measure to see how you're going.
I've been on record a number of times in saying that Tom McCartan's probably our most important player because
Absolutely. If
he goes down, we're in a lot of strife. And I still solemnly believe that. So people sort of came for David King. He mentioned that he didn't trust us in our forward and defensive 50 arcs.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see where he's coming from, right? I think we are showing, you know, that it's less about the player and more about the system, I think, is really benefiting us from a defensive perspective. I think there have been no passengers. If I look at it, everyone, especially, let's just hone in on that back six, everyone is doing their job.
Yeah.
No one's getting regular baths. Everyone's going in to be the third man up and to help out and to peel off, be an option. You know, Tom McCartan was intercepting things left, right, and center, but it speaks to the work rate of the back six to peel off, make space, and be a link in the chain for how we're going forward. The way we love to score is off turnover, and especially defensive 50 turnover.
Yeah.
Everyone's playing their role, Deebs, and that's what's good. Does it still concern me a little bit? But yeah, I think, you know, it'll be a great test this week. It'll be a great test against Carlton to see how we go with, you know, a number of really big threats.
Yeah, look, with the stuff with Kingy, I get where he's going, and he talks that much in the media. He starts to contradict himself.
Yeah, he does. I think he forgets what he says some weeks.
Exactly right. But where I would sort of take the angle that he does, it's like we've got quite a reliance on our good players at the moment. So it's like Haynes hasn't not performed one game this year. Errol's been pretty good. Lizard's been good. You know, all these guys there. Chad Warner as well. You know, that midfield group are performing and hitting the scoreboard and being damaging, right? So it's if some of them fall off, it's not going to, more pressure's going to come on your back six and your forward 50, right? But we've got that much talent, mate. We're stacked, right?
Yeah.
One player's down, someone else steps up.
And I genuinely feel that I was sort of writing out my notes about the game. And I'm like, what's something I can use to surmise how I feel about the way we're going at the moment? And that is no passengers, Stable.
Yeah.
There are no passengers at the moment. Now, yes, Amati kicked a goal and had three disposals.
Yep.
Was he quiet? Yes. But he's been in the mix. We're not where we are without Joel Amati.
For sure.
Right? And I think the back six are doing that in a much more workmanlike fashion.
Definitely.
And I'm thrilled with the way they're going about it. And I'm thrilled to see them come up against some real challenging opposition in the next couple of weeks. So, as I said, the proof in the pudding is in the eating, where you can only beat who you're against, and we've beaten some bloody good sides, Steve.
Yes, we started like a house on fire.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know? I think people aren't tending to look at that when they're looking at these power rankings and things like that. We've beaten the Melbourne Demons. We've beaten Collingwood on the home deck, the reigning premiers. You know, Essendon are certainly better than people thought they were going to be.
They're
as well.
They're a top 8 side.
Exactly.
So
that's 3 top 8 sides that we've beaten. What are we? 7-1.
Exactly. 6-1.
6-1.
6-1, yeah.
Will be 7-1.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But, you know, the only sort of two question marks in the side at the moment is Braden Campbell and Marty, as you mentioned before. 2 weeks in a row as a sub for Braden, came on, had 5 touches, would have loved him to sink that goal, man. That's the one we needed, and just would have been like instant impact, and I think it would have given him a lot of confidence as well. But it was funny listening to Horse's presser today. It was sort of, it instilled me with confidence that Braden Campbell's probably playing this week.
He's not getting dropped over.
Yeah, by the way he was talking, it's just like, yeah, he had a couple quiet weeks, 2 weeks in a row as a sub. He needs some game time.
Well, yeah,
and it definitely didn't sound like it was coming in the VFL.
It felt like they wanted minutes into him,
yeah.
In senior minutes.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Selection's always interesting, and with hopefully Parks coming back, we'll talk about that in the social seg. But with some weather around, Joel Armati, you know, how does it look? I thought, you know, McLean was pretty good, to be fair.
I thought McLean was awesome.
It was his best game of the year.
Yeah.
He was clunking. That's the best he's clunked all year. His ruck work was pretty good. Had the 14 hit-outs, 7 grabs, and, you know, a few of them were up the ground too, where you need your centre-half forward, / full forward, taking grabs. Right? I couldn't have asked for more from McLean.
No, neither. We smashed them in hit-outs too.
Yeah, Grundy's good. He just changes us. He makes us just look good. It makes us complete in the middle there.
Yeah.
Like, that midfield group has to be some of the best midfield group in the league. You got Grundy. You got Isaac Heaney, the best player in the league. You got Errol Goulden playing sole wing. Chad Warner, Rowe's first half, mate, had it on a string. Couldn't stop touching the ball.
24 touches. That's probably got to be his record for touches all season.
I think he had 18 at halftime.
Yeah.
So, you know, in game 100, sensational to see from Rowie. Could he get a Brownlow vote there?
Surely.
His first half when the game was won, you know, was nearly the best man on the ground, I'd say.
He'll get a Brownlow vote this year.
Yeah,
don't you worry about
it'll be
that.
Good.
Hey, the pressure gauge was up again.
It was. It was good to see that back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Go to the tackles, Mads.
Yeah.
Go to the tackles.
Yeah, and this is it.
67 tackles to 45, yeah. And we smoked them by 70 and points, Mads.
This is my point. It's like you can look at that statistic regarding the tackles in isolation and go, that's a good effort. And then you have a look at the bloody scoreboard, Deeble, and you see that you belted them by 74 points and you've had 22 more tackles than them, Deeble.
Yeah.
That is a really well-rounded performance.
It's a really good indicator, mate.
That is what I mean when I say no passengers.
Yeah.
Not like people were having 14 tackles. It was very, very nicely across the board.
Soul intent it was, Mads.
Yep.
And when you jump over onto your ever-reliable footy wire, and I'm telling you, you're going to come around to it one day, and you're going to say, Deebles, this is the best thing since sliced bread. You've got Chad Warner with 8 tackles. You got Justin McInerney before he got subbed off with 7. Lloyd and Rowbottom with 6 apiece. And it's all there are only 2 players on the ground who didn't have a tackle.
That's what I mean.
How good is that?
It's a well-rounded performance, Deeble.
It is. It really is.
McLean had 7 marks and 7 score involvements, just going back to him. And so, you know, that's fundamentally good work. We got beaten in the centre clearances, which has been an issue and remained an issue in this game. But, I mean, I still look at the outs and say, well, you know, we're winning stoppage clearances, so that's great. But I think that's just, you know, it's got to have something to do with personnel.
You know what it is?
Oh, here we go.
Grundy went back to crossing over and manning, like bodying up the opposition. He looks so much better when he jumps into him, like we saw Witsy last week. It's more effective. You get more of a read where the ball's going because it's a completely, you know, 50-50 contest when you body up.
Deeble, I want to give you some homework.
Yeah.
Not like you don't do enough for this pod. I want you to speak to Witsy And I want you to understand a little bit more about this.
It's worth a call, isn't it?
I think so, because it's just interesting to understand why on, you know, a pseudo rookie ruckman would he want to do that, and then playing against someone like Witsy, who's, you know, significantly stronger than him, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Why he'd want to ruck by sort of running straight into him.
Into him, because he knows he can't outbody him because he's stronger. I think he must be backing in his strength against the younger ruckman.
That is fascinating.
It is. I think it's, I would have to go through and watch those centre bounces, but I'm pretty sure that's what I was saying.
Review the tape, David.
Review the tape. Put in the work. Who can review the tape for us? I just haven't got the spare 6 hours like well, Flanners.
You know who does have the spare 6 hours?
Flanners, can you review some tape for us, please, mate? That'd be really nice just when you've got a spare 8 hours.
Phenomenal stuff. Look, Lizard, Florent, Lloyd combined for 84 disposals.
Yeah, that's domination off halfback.
We're just doing all our distribution. Everything for us starts off that halfback line. And when all of them are humming, you know, Lloyd's had probably by his standards a couple of really quiet weeks, Deebs.
Yeah.
All of them combining for a really even game where they're both, you know, getting involved in chains that end up in goals. They're all kicking at a high efficiency. It's just good stuff.
For sure. O'Flow is in sensational form.
He really is.
He's commanding an extra dollar on his contract every time he goes out to play. And look, I'm happy with that. As far as I'm concerned, playing good footy, get rewarded. But, you know, 28 touches, 10 marks, being the option, the run and create. He's had 9 rebound 50s, which is just where you want him having the ball. Same with Lizard. He's had 7 of his own. And, you know, they're commanding the ball off there too. You know, they've had 12 and 10 marks respectively as well.
Yeah.
I just love that we've got our go-to guys off there.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah. It's just looking really good and settled. Lloydie too in some form. Errol doing what Errol does.
Dude.
Loving him in pure wing too.
Pure wing with scoreboard impact.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about it ad nauseum. It's a very hard position to play. And then to play it and trouble the scorers multiple times.
Yeah.
Is there anything he can't do?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just awesome, man.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
And I like that we can chuck him in the middle when we need to as well. It's like when the chips are down, you watch for Errol Goulden going on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, look, it's like this week is going to be so fascinating with what GWS do to us. It's like, yeah, someone's got to do something about Isaac Heaney. He just hurts you. And this is what they're saying on all the footy shows, but it runs so true. He's just hurting you with every disposal. Mm. He's only had
damaging deeds.
Damaging disposal. He's had 21 on the weekend, kick 3 snags, and it's just unbelievable impact.
Yeah.
So you've got to do something about this week. But if you put soul time into Isaac Heaney,
you're sacrificing your own ball winners.
That? And our ball other winners that we're going to have in there. Chad Warner gets off the chain. Florent, Blakey. Like, you can't tag Blakey and Heaney at the same time. Tagging someone in our back line and midfield, that throws out your team structure completely. You simply can't do it. And this is what's so good about having multiple guys in form. You've got to back in your system. And if our guys come to the party and execute their skills, geez, we're hard to beat.
Yeah, we are hard to beat, Deeble. And we talk about different ways in which that we can beat teams that we've seen. And that's probably dropped off a little bit. But there was a specific moment that I want to mention. And this speaks to Errol Goulden's leadership qualities. We were talking about him before.
Threw up the queen. He was the captain
on
the day.
Absolutely.
Good to see.
And I noticed there were just little things that he was doing right. He took an intercept mark in defensive 50 when there was a lot of pressure. The Hawthorn were bringing a lot of pressure because let's not forget they did bring the heat in the first quarter and in parts, the start of the third quarter, things like that, right? And they were getting on top of us, just territory battle for little bits of it. And Errol Goulden took an intercept mark in defensive 50. And the way he just sort of directed traffic, told everyone to just slow down, retain the footy, and we just worked our way up the ground, just uncontested mark, uncontested mark, uncontested mark, and then bang, hit the accelerator, goal. I just think we're really getting there to the point where, you know, this kid's 21,
yeah,
right? he's up there with Haynes, who's in the prime of his career. And both of them, including Rowie as well, showing phenomenal leadership on field. Now, do we need more of it when things are getting on top of us? Yeah, we probably do, right? And that's what Parker and Millsy will obviously be able to add. But I just saw things like we didn't stop. We didn't take the foot off the pedal on Sunday.
Yeah, and this is the thing of having more experience and playing more games and getting in more situations, right? Rowie, Errol, as you say, they're sick of the stuff that was happening against Richmond that happened in that first half against West Coast. And I think we're just learning from the situations that we've been put in. If you're not learning, it's fucking stupid, right?
Yeah.
So it's just good to see those guys lifting to the leadership level that's required. And that's where we can be so effective is that tempo change.
Well, and absolutely. And that's what I think people who don't watch Sydney as closely as we do aren't really understanding. We're just getting better.
Yeah.
We're just getting better.
For sure. Now, the improvements are coming. That's for sure. We can see it.
Speaking of improvement, what did you think of Logan?
Good game. Good game. Let up a bit more.
What did I ask?
Yeah.
What did I ask for?
You asked for lead up, jukes out, kick goals.
That's right. I saw two of them.
Yeah, he could have had a day out. Three goals.
Oh, dude.
How was that goal in front of the members there? That was
phenomenal.
Good. I was like, you should add your camera out for that one.
I was coming back from getting a two bays pale
ale. Ooh, Beveragino.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you miss out.
But this is the thing. That's what I want to see. And again, said it before, I'll say it again. We're not happy clappers, Deeble.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say that Logan McDonald is the best forward in the competition because he's kicked a couple of bags of four goals. It's about this is the development era.
Yeah.
This is you're figuring out who you are as a footballer and how you go about it. I want to see him being a power forward, being the power forward that we all think he can be.
Yeah,
and I've said this to a lot of people, and I'll continue. These are the sort of actions that he needs to show during game.
For sure, and the power forward being able to kick the goal from outside 50, which he did.
Critical.
That's what we want to see.
Exactly.
It's good. Look, he got close with a couple of set shots as well. Could have been a dead set day out, but a game in the right direction for Big Lopes.
For sure.
For sure. Loved it. What do you think of... Who else have we got on there? Taylor Adams, Matty Roberts.
Yeah, Matty Roberts.
Jimmy Jordan.
Yeah,
the role players.
God, dude, Jimmy Jordan.
Yeah. The role player you need, the hard runner who will, what do they call him? The yo-yos, just up and back.
Up and back.
He's important to what we're doing.
Dare I say gut running, Deeble.
A little bit of gut running. We love a little bit of gut running.
This is what I mean by no passengers.
Yeah.
Everyone, Matty Roberts doing his job. JJ's doing his job. JJ's kicked goals.
Yeah.
He hits the scoreboard.
Yeah, JJ's Junction up at the SCG.
JJ's Junction. I'll tell you what. Tell you who else kicked a couple of goals.
Yes.
Sam Wicks.
Yeah, Wicksy.
Now, I'm going to talk about
it. Yeah, we have to. Simply have to.
Have to now. It's in the media.
That's it.
Now, going back to the happy clapping.
Yes.
If you... I'm putting people on notice.
Yep.
If you want to look at that vision and just brush it off... and say that there's absolutely nothing to see there, that it's a non-story, you've got rocks in your head.
Yeah.
Because show me another time, a culture like ours, with guys that are as close as ours, that somebody kicks a goal, I don't care what the margin is, somebody kicks a goal and nobody acknowledges their existence. Spare me. Now, in saying that, Deeble, is this an issue? I don't think so. I just think they're still working through it.
Yeah, working through it. And it doesn't help with the media beat up. And, clips can be made to look certain ways. But there's no doubt there's something there. And you hate the visual of it.
Yeah.
That's what you have to accept. Optics of it
look
shocking. And that's not what our club is about. But at the same time, you hear the words coming out of the club. They're dead set filthy about it. They say there's nothing in it. And, you have to give that some weight too.
You do, but, come on.
There.
Yeah, look, we've discussed it, and I'm probably not as strong as you on it, but you have to acknowledge
it. It's not that I'm particularly strong about it. Mm. It's more just calling a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Weird vision? Yes, it was. Yes. For people to be like, oh, nothing to see here. This is just a media bet. Like, yes. Sure, but acknowledge that that's pretty weird. That he can get onto the end of a goal and then he can go over to the boys and have a drink with them and they don't even bloody look at him.
Yeah, that was the odd part when he got back. For sure. But did you listen to Horses Presser today?
I did.
Apparently there was one with Chad Warner as well. But you know, it doesn't get clipped up. This is what you have to take on board too.
But Dable, I saw the thing with Chad. Very different.
Yeah, I'm just saying what Horses said.
I know, but this is the thing. This is the thing. That's why optics are so important.
Yeah.
That's why optics are critical, because they help back up narratives.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's all I'm going to say. I don't, you know, as you say, it's clear that, you know, it's not like he's got no mates at the club.
Yeah.
We know he's got mates at the club. It's just weird.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if he snags a nice goal this week and whether it's a complete reversal in you know, like an over-the-top sort of celebration to sort of say, you know, that could rewrite the narrative.
Yeah, or they just blank him again.
Then, you know, as I said to you, I said, if there's something else and it happened again, it's dead set worry signs.
Yeah.
Right? If you saw a clip like that again, you're worried. But, you know, it's going to be interesting if he snags a goal this week.
It will.
Put it that way.
And he certainly will, because I've got news for you. We are such a better team when he's in our forward line.
He's played some phenomenal footy this year, and our pressure just stacks up a whole lot better when Wixie's up and about. He's a bit of a barometer, like Paps is, confidence player. When he's kicking goals and applying forward pressure, we are a better side.
100%.
So, yeah, you just got to hope that this all clears up and it becomes a non-issue.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what you got to hope for.
Yeah, he can be electric. He's a big part of that pressure gauge. I think him and Papley, he's a better defensive player than Papley.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, yeah.
Very important to what we need to do.
Yep.
Some crunch moments where, you know, forward 50 tackles is such an important stat, and you can build so much offensive power off that forward pressure.
It's about locking it in there.
Exactly right. Know? Territory battle.
Yep.
100%. What do you think of Pab's game? It's one good one, one bad one at the moment. I wouldn't say he was bad on the weekend. Kicked a goal, one goal, two. But, you know, it's just not as consistent as you'd like to see, Pab's.
Yeah.
I need probably some midfield, a little bit more midfield injection.
And this is the thing, I think, with Taylor Adams there.
He's probably sacrificed
he's
a bit.
He's been the sacrifice.
It's a good point.
But I don't necessarily think... See, here's the thing. I think this is where a little bit of a conundrum is.
Ooh, conundrum.
Yep. Taylor Adams, not happy playing half forward at Collingwood.
Yep.
Taylor Adams comes to Sydney with what I believe to be the promise of far more midfield minutes than he was getting at Collingwood.
Yep.
Right?
He was zero at Collingwood, by the way.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. So he's getting a lot more.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I don't know. It's a little bit, it's harder. It just makes that a little bit trickier to pull him out and go, actually, Adams, you're going to sit at half forward. We're going to have Papley have a couple of CBAs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just tricky. It depends how those conversations were had initially coming into, you know, finalising the deal.
Yeah, the CBA stats is something that would clear that up for us. There is a website out there that we'll have to get more privy to, because it gives you the percentage of attendances, and perhaps he's definitely still going in there.
I've got it right here, Debo.
Yes, go on.
DFSAustralia.com/AFL-CBAs,
yes,
as it were. I've got the Sydney Swans for 2024. Now, if we have a look at Tom Papley, so is that as a percentage? Yes, it is. Tom Papley attended 27% of centre bounces.
Yep, compared to Adams?
Compared to Adams, who this blows out of the water, what I was saying, 27%.
Yeah, so it's pretty similar. But
it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, because Adams has looked good forward.
Yes.
Like, I'm quite happy with how he looks leading up at the footy.
See.
But, you know, you can only have so many blokes in there.
Round
you know?
Six, Tom Papley had 0%.
Yeah, didn't go in there.
Didn't go in once.
Yeah.
10% the week before. And then 30, 23, 32, 33, 22. Yeah, right.
So it's varying. It's going to vary from week to week.
Adams averages 29%. Papley, 22%.
So getting in there a little bit more.
Isaac Heaney, 69%.
Wow. Chad?
The Chadwick, 59%.
Yeah. Okay.
So Rowley, 61.
Heaney is the go-to man.
Heaney is going to be on the Mount Rushmore. Swans players.
Yeah, he's trending that way. He'll be leading the Brownlow by a fair bit.
Just quickly, who's in the Mount Rushmore? Swans players. Do you know what Mount Rushmore is?
That's, the three blokes on the wall.
Four.
Stone.
Four.
Or whatever.
Yep. Who's on the Mount Rushmore?
Oh, you'd have to have...
Goods?
Goodsy? Yeah.
Yes.
Plugger? No, probably not Swans.
Well, you just... That's a potential.
Asterix?
That's shortlist.
Asterix.
Kelly?
Vintage, yes.
Vintage Paul Kelly.
Mickey O, lady goal kicker.
Pretty close, I'd say.
Yep.
Yep.
Modern day, or the original. Who won a couple Brownlows for us? Bobby Skilton.
So you'd probably have to go Skilton, Goods, O'Loughlin, Kelly.
Yeah. Even Kelly in front of Mickey O, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a great, good debate.
It's a really good debate.
Like
Mount Rushmore.
Very good. Very good.
I just think we're humming along really nicely as well. And it's really exciting. I don't think I'll be able to watch the game, to be honest. I think I'll be in the air. It's really exciting to come up against the opponents that we're coming up against the next couple of weeks.
For sure. You'll have to get on the plane with Wi-Fi.
I hope so.
You would hope so. Then you're a chance.
Yeah,
you're a big chance.
I'm massive.
AFL international flight thing before you go. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, mate, that just about wraps us up. It was a well-rounded performance. I wouldn't call it a scintillating performance. The scoreboard looks that way, but there's room for improvement.
No, but that's just what you have to do
it was.
In those situations.
It was good to punish, an average team.
Yes.
That's what was good to see.
Yep.
But we'll be back with a bit of social engagement because we love a little bit of social engagement right after this. Thomas Wines are back on board for the month of May, Mads. Tomo and the team down there, they're big supporters of the pod, and it's great to have them on board for the month of May.
You're damn right it is, Deeble. And look, they've got some great offers for the faithful at the moment. They've got the aptly named red and white pack, as well as the mixed pack. Now, the red pack would be...
the Shiraz.
That's right. And the white pack would be...
the Semillon.
Now, Deeble, these packs are discounted in excess of 15%, and they include free shipping.
You can also jump onto the shop, Mads, and customize your order however you like. And if you put in True Bloods at checkout, Mads, receive 15% off and free shipping.
Great deal.
Drop in and see Tomo and the team at the corner of Hermitage Road and Mistletoe Lane in Pacolbin, New South Wales, and treat yourself to the best wine in Australia. Chadston Toyota are back on board for the month of May, Mads. The weather is starting to turn, and that means they've got some winter season offers for us.
That's right, they do, Deeble. Special lube service offers on small passenger vehicles for $260, an SUV 4x4 and commercial for $320. T's and C's apply. What else is there, Deeble?
Mads, you simply must book in your wheel alignment for $99, including GST. Get four tyres fitted by us and get a free premium wash on the house.
T's and C's apply. Get down to 1547 Dandenong Road, Oakley, Victoria, and see the service team at Chadston Toyota.
Okay.
Welcome back to True Bloods. Deebs, I think we should formalise the Mount Rushmore thing.
Yes. Yes.
I think we should probably put that out to the faithful. I think we should probably do some sort of poll.
We need someone to create it. So
yes.
We can post it.
Yes.
So, the people who are good on your Instagrams, good on your Facebook.
Just good
mats,
good on your Adobe Photoshop.
On your Adobe Photoshop's exactly right. We want to mount these four names, which are, who are we going with?
Well, I don't want to put anything in stone. I want this to go out to the faithful. I want this to be a majority.
Maybe
wins.
This is the Ask the Faithful question next week.
It could be.
I think it is.
Or why don't we, let's just hash this out live. On a Tuesday night/Wednesday morning, why don't we give it a little bit of time.
Yep.
So a lot of people can get their votes in. Let's create a poll.
Yep.
Maybe let's bring this onto the Twitters.
We can take it onto your Twitters for sure. For sure.
And we just sort of...
We let the podcast run its thing for the next week.
Yeah.
And we put the poll out when everyone's had a good think about it.
Yeah.
And we get a real accurate take.
Yeah. And this is sort of coming out of, you know, sitting around over Saturday night. We've just beaten GWS. You're talking with your mates. Who are the best? Who is the Mount Rushmore of Sydney Swans?
The greatest bloods who are going on Mount Rushmore of all time.
Yeah.
Great discussion. Great discussion.
Let's
do
that. But we have, we do love engaging with the faithful.
Mate, social engagement is critical.
We love it.
To the foundations of True Bloods, Mads.
It's the best.
It is. It is.
You picked up the slack today because I was under the pump.
Yes, we went with hashtag Ask the Faithful. GWS is Luke Parker's bunny.
Wow.
Five by Brett Kirk medals, 32 posies in the VFL last week, and an arm injury which hasn't stopped him running. Surely this demands a spot in the 23. It also looks like Ramps is a chance to play as well. With some weather expected around the SCG on Saturday afternoon, who do you expect to come in and out of the 23?
It's a very good question, Debo.
Where do you see it?
See,
landing?
I thought Campbell would come out.
I think that was the feel.
It feels like he's staying now.
Yeah. Just on purely listening to horses presser, which is unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't think it would be weird to say what he said in the presser. In fact, why don't we just have a listen now?
Just have a consistent performance this week.
Braden Campbell's been the sub for a couple of weeks in a row now. Does it come into your consideration about trying to get him a few more minutes, whether it's...
Yeah, it does. I'd like to be able to play him. I'd love to be able to play him at senior level. And so he was a little bit quiet for a couple of weeks, but we know he can be really a flexible player, so he's able to go a couple of different roles, which is what we love about him. That's part of the discussions we'll have this week as well. We'd like to get him some more game time.
And just on Will Hay.
Wow.
It's really good to hear that, right? Because we've had a few players come through through our doors at the Swannies. And when they've been down on a little bit of form, they've been out of the side, right? So it's good to hear that from a player who's not setting the world on fire, but they're sticking fat with him. It's a different approach to someone who's not in the best form.
It is, isn't it? When you look at, say, Dylan Stevens.
Exactly right.
You know, so they obviously know what Braden's capable of, which is great.
And it shows how much they must rate the versatility of a player who can play multiple positions, as Horst said. And it's just so important in the modern game, if someone goes down, the sub, being able to try something new, plan A, plan B.
For sure.
You know, it's great to have a player like Braden. So I'm really hoping for some big minutes into Braden and for him to execute on some of his skills.
I've got some messages from the faithful.
Yes,
we'll start off with Cade Bergen, who I had the pleasure of walking to the G.
Very good.
With.
Hello, boys. It's Bergs here. I'm assuming you are both doing very well after Sunday's performance. Just in regards to Ask the Faithful question, who is coming out for the likes of Luke Parker? For mine. I believe it would be a Marty. I was speaking to Mads about this while he was walking to the G like Conor McGregor and giving me shit for playing twos footy on the weekend. But I think a Marty is the one for me that I think needs to be coming out of the side for making way for Parker. Parker can be a good half forward, pressure forward. Can also be that rotation with Heaney, which is something that you could probably allow to happen and allow Heaney to do what he did on the weekend, kicking three goals, which was very more impactful than a Marty, just kicking the one and having three disposals. Looking forward to seeing how we go against the Giants. Up the Swannies, up the potty, and let's go, baby.
Very good, Bergs.
He's a very funny man, Bergs.
We do. We've got Gloria Parker 1 over on the socials, and I reckon it's Luke's grandmother with a simple love heart.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
Wow.
Love having...
You've done a bit of Instagram stalking there.
Love having the family involved in the podcast.
We're
it's
just
great.
A big family club, Dable. We're a big family club. Let me have a squeeze here. Can you you help me out here.
I can. We've got Nick McGrath. Or McGrath, some would go with. Bloody great problem to have, Faithful. Mills and Rampy, more of the type of headaches I wish to have.
Yes.
So, yeah, Park's coming in. He hasn't really answered the question. But, yeah, it is a good problem to have. There's no doubt. Mark Glenno, I think, is a long way off the pace. He says, Ramps in for Roberts and Parker stays in the VFL. Unfortunately, Mark, respectfully, I 100% disagree with you, but that's what makes our game beautiful.
Need Roberts in.
Simply must. He's been great all year. And we've got another voice memo there, do we, Mads?
Jilla.
Big Jilla.
G'day, lad. Jilla here. Hope all well. Obviously, really, really good result. On Sunday, not as much as what Flanners was saying in regards to 120 points.
Psychopath.
Or whatever he said, but 70 points. Do what we have to do. Foot on throat. Kind of cruised at certain points too, which is good, but didn't let him in. So it was really good to see. Fast to Faithful for Parks. I think Braden Campbell comes out, and I think you have Parks as a sub. Or you have Wixie as a sub. And you have Braden try and get a bit of form in the Magoos and try and fight his way back in. But, yeah, Parker will be in. I just don't know if he comes straight into the starting or as a sub. But either way, we're humming and bring on Saturday Arvo. Up the potty, up the blood.
On you, Jilla. You know what's funny? I just love an underdog, Deeble. I just love an underdog. Wixie has to start. For mine.
Yeah, starts for yours. There's no debate there. He's executing on game day, and that's all you can ask.
I really wouldn't mind Parker as a sub.
Yeah, I just think he's ready to go. It's 32 posies in the VFL.
Yeah.
He hasn't lost any running over, you know, the tenure of his arm, 8 to 9 weeks.
Yeah,
not a big fitness based thing. He plays, mate. It's not even a question. If it's raining, Armadi doesn't play. He's not in form.
It will be raining, I understand.
As far as I'm concerned as well. But, you know, the bomb can be wrong.
Oh, the bomb can be wrong, but bomb is quite often wrong.
Yeah. So, look, if it is raining, Armadi's out for mine.
For yours.
And the other interesting one to bring up is Sheldrick. He's had back-to-back pretty good games in the VFL. We might hear from Katsy with the VFL report.
We actually will. Katsy is...
he's doing a really good job, isn't he?
He's come on in leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds.
Wow.
So we'll hear from VFL correspondent James Katz with the report.
Faithful, a little VFL report here. Unfortunately, it was a loss, 27 points to the Box Hill Hawks at Fenju Stadium in Box Hill. Copped a disappointing loss despite a dominant first half and solid performances from a returning Luke Parker. Also, Gussie Sheldrick, Aaron Francis, Pete Laddams and Caden Cleary showed plenty in their bid for selection. So despite their standout efforts, the Bloods couldn't overcome the Hawks' strong rebounding performance post a cease in play due to a serious injury to one of the Hawthorn members. And this is where I take aim, probably, at the remaining AFL-listed players. And there's a few of them. When play resumed, we were made to look slow, indecisive, and just worse, disinterested. Understanding full well the break in play provides its challenges to preparation, rhythm, but navigating these scenarios should be a basic requirement for anyone attached to a professional football club. With the VFL competition not totally aligned with the AFL fixture, there are not too many chances to take full advantage and make a run at selection. So it's baffling to see diminished efforts by those who surely look in the mirror most days, knowing their time is likely to come to an end in October if things don't bloody improve. There are just far too many listed players below the standard required and need to reassess their efforts. Such players range from top draft picks to mature age recruits. There is nowhere to hide. Great clubs run deep. And right now, beyond the quality of our ones, the VFL is not even in the same playing field, let alone postcode. One injury crisis or even half the one that we copped last year, and I'd be genuinely scared of what we have to step up to the plate. Time to lift. Come on, boys. Up the potty, up the Bloods.
Well, I tell you
strong.
What, if you need any motivation, any AFL-listed players in the VFL side, have a listen to old Katzy's feedback, and that might fire you up.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's phenomenal. What a VFL correspondent we've got there. Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It was funny how it sort of went. We were playing some pretty good footy. Big injury to a Hawks player late in the third, and then we just were not sighted. There was a 15, 20-minute stop in play. And, yeah, not sighted after that. It's very disappointing. Katzy makes a good point.
It does happen. But you just don't want it happening to your side.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I've actually got another one, quick one here from Michael McElroy.
Hi, boys. Hope you are well. Michael from Camden here. Just the question on the socials, us, the faithful. Definitely Luke Park has to come in. They're thinking it's going to rain Saturday. I think we're too tall in the forward, so I think Amadi has to lose his spot, unfortunately, and bring Parks in. That way he can play a bit of midfield, a bit forward, just be another threat for us. Cheers, guys.
Now, just on that point, Deeble.
Yep.
You're heading up there.
I am.
It's going to be an interesting scenario for you. Just bucketing down rain, you're just going to have to sort yourself out with some of those yellow chips. yeah. You'll be sitting where?
Bay 23, I think. It's very similar to where we sat for the prelim, to give you an indication.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, you know, no coverage from the weather whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
Could be a poncho set up on the outside. Sure. I couldn't tell you where you stand and watch out of the...
I have not seen a standing room
standing,
at
like,
all.
Area at the SCG.
No. Nah.
It's simply not an option, so, to my knowledge anyway. Please, someone let me know if there is sort of somewhere you can stand on that side of the ground just to watch if it is raining. But otherwise, I'll battle it out there in my poncho.
Bloody
That's
oath.
How we do it.
That's how we do it.
Non-ish.
Non-ish, Deeble. I wish I was there. It's a really, really good test, which we will preview very shortly.
Mads, do you know what I love about being a Swan supporter?
What's that, Deeble?
It's belonging to the culture, the Bloods culture. It's funny, you know, Mads. Culture might just be the most discussed but least understood topic on the planet.
Oh, I agree.
But you know who understands culture?
That'd be Pragmatic Thinking, Deeble. Darren, Ali, Rowan and the team at Pragmatic Thinking have been delivering leadership training, consultancy and advice to some of the biggest organisations you can name for nearly two decades now. And you know what, Deeble?
What?
They love the Swannies.
Oh, how good's that?
So for any of the faithful who are out there and in corporate land thinking that your workplace culture needs a little nudge, then Pragmatic Thinking are worth a call.
For sure, Mads. And maybe you need a workshop for your team or an offsite for your leadership group. The PT team will help you lower the eyes and hit targets like Errol Goulden inside forward 50. Hit up the team on www.pragmaticthinking.com. Speak to Darren and the team and get your session locked in. Welcome back to True Bloods. Dead set, massive clash, Sydney Derby or Derby. Which one is it, Mads?
Derby.
I think it's Derby. Sydney Derby. There simply is no Battle of the Bridge. That is false. That is a lie. It is the Sydney Derby.
I don't understand why people don't like Battle of
the
Bridge.
We are killing that narrative right here.
Why? Why?
We're killing it.
Why?
I don't know.
What? Why? You don't like it?
Sydney Bridge. The bridge.
Yes.
Battle of the Bridge.
Yeah.
Why kill it? Because it's not even a thing. They don't even know which bridge it is. It's not even the Sydney Harbour.
You're being too literal.
This is what people go with.
You're being too literal.
Nah.
Yep.
No one refers to it. So you're backing Sydney of the Bridge. I'm trying to kill the narrative.
Why?
Because no one likes it.
But who?
Everyone else I've spoken to, you are the first one.
I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying.
Then why are you questioning it?
What's the problem with it?
It's just not a thing. Sydney Derby is a lot better.
The way I look at it is It's the Battle of the Bridge. The bridge is the focal point of the city. It's what people think about when they think of Sydney.
Yeah. I understand people
get weirdly literal about sort of some bridge in Western Sydney, and that's just weird. It's obviously the Harbour Bridge. I don't mind if it's called the Sydney Derby. I just want to beat them in a final, Deeble.
Yeah,
is that so much to ask? No. Before we start killing narratives, how about we beat this goddamn team for once in our life?
Absolutely,
they have pulled our pants down time after time when it matters.
Yes.
When it matters. We beat them when it doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah, well...
Now's the chance. Yeah. Now's the time, Deeble. In the Sydney Derby.
Yes, that's it.
Now's the time.
Yeah, well, it's the most a home and away game has meant between us in a long time. We obviously can't beat them in a final yet because it's not that time of the year and premierships aren't won in April.
As far as I know.
It will be May by then, but...
As far as I know, Deeble. Never seen one,
but it's a huge opportunity for the club and the boys out there to stamp their authority on the competition and be able to take a scalp. GWS would be a scalp.
Can I ask you a question without notice?
Sure.
Or may I rather?
I'll do my best.
How do you think this impacts us if we are beaten by 5 goals?
I personally wouldn't worry too much.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Look, it's not our season on the line here. As we just mentioned, it's not the time of year to be playing your best footy.
This is why you bank the early wins.
Exactly right there.
Yes, there have been situations where people have won almost every game. Realistically, you're not going to win every game. Yeah. You're going to drop some games.
For sure.
Right? And you're going to come up against some bloody good opposition.
Definitely. Yeah, it definitely wouldn't be crisis talks if we didn't get the job done on the weekend. But in saying that, we are absolutely capable of taking these blokes to the cleaners as well. You know, I think we sort of... Yeah, their engine room is an interesting one. I think if they rely on Tom Green a lot...
Big time.
When Tom Green's up and about... The Giants are playing some pretty good footy. Mm-hmm. They smacked Brisbane up in Canberra. And I think if sort of Rowie goes head-to-head with Tom Green, makes him worry about him too, and sort of, you know, Green's always going to get you 20, 25 touches, right, at least. He's had 37 on the weekend, but he's key to their success, and I would love to see some time put into Tom Green.
I would too. It's funny, they don't have the reliance on Toby Green that they used to.
Yeah, they're a lot more even.
They're a lot more versatile. Yeah. I think Josh Kelly has rejuvenated himself in a big way. I think their defense is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Like to have Himmelberg back there, to have your Sam Taylor back there, who'll be back from concussion protocols. It's a tall order. It's a really good challenge. You know, your Lockie Whitfield, the distribution, things like that. They're a very good side. Yep. They were my pick for the flag going into this season.
Yep.
I think this will be a massive stepping stone for us, and I think we can absolutely do it.
For sure. For sure. I think Josh Kelly is sort of playing a similar role to what Haynes is.
Getting
forward, hitting the scoreboard, kick 3 the other week. I saw he's hit the scoreboard again last week. He's got to be really looked at. The Giants also pulled a bit of a Sydney Swans and didn't use their sub last week, Brent Daniels.
Wow.
Which is interesting. Himmelberg behind the ball this year, 27 pos. But I think, as you say, Lockie Whitfield's the one who's torn us up a few times. Yeah. Wilbur, go to him, or do you send a James Jordan possibly to play a bit more forward and worry about him and be able to have the running ability to go with him?
I like the idea of that.
Yep.
I really like the idea Wilbur's, of that.
But Wilbur's pressure up forward has been sensational this year too. He's sort of a real leader in that statistic.
Could you get him to play some sort of defensive forward role on Sam Taylor?
Yeah, you could.
Because he's not as short as I thought he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's the intercept game, isn't it? That's one how I would sort of see how it's playing out.
Yeah.
If we're bombing it in and Sam Taylor's picking it.
Well, pick we can't and, do that. Yeah. If we're bombing it in, we're cooked, dude.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but.
We saw McLean tear him up last time.
Yeah.
Took him to the cleaners.
I really want a nice open. We cannot play three tools.
Yeah.
We can't. I want a nice open forward line.
Yeah.
I
don't think you're going to get that in a wet conditions.
It is going to be wet.
It's not going to be that type of game. No. That's what you have to take into consideration as well.
All the more important than, did you know who it's massive for? Wicks, Papley.
Yeah, the smalls.
You know what?
Come to the party.
Braden Campbell, come to the party.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to be playing. Yep. You're probably going to be required to run past and kick those goals.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Who are you inviting?
Ooh, who am I inviting to the party? Could he be bringing a cheeky bottle of Fluorio Gin?
Wow.
Still some True Bloods Gin available.
Yeah, sure.
Fluorio Gin. Link in the bio. Treat yourself. Who would I invite to the party? You know who I'm inviting?
Who's that?
This man's looked pretty good this year. And it could be, pardon the pun, tailor-made.
Yeah,
for
could be.
His conditions be. Out there. Tough in an underfooty.
His old club.
Taylor Adams.
Yeah, his old club.
Yep, original club.
Yep.
He's my invite.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it.
Love that he's getting on the scoreboard as well.
For sure. It's good, isn't it? Good set shot that, wasn't it?
We heard a bit of champion data before. We play the angles and we use uncontested marks, so we try and keep the possession. This is what that geek hoiny was talking about, right? When we take over 80 marks, we win 7 out of 10 games. When we don't, we are essentially a 500 team.
Yeah.
Right?
50-50 for those who don't follow American sports.
That's right. Which would be most people. Dead,
exactly right.
No, most people would follow it, I reckon. But this is, it all comes to the point, this is one of those games where we need to do it by a number of ways. We need to keep possession. We need to play tempo footy sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be wet.
Yeah.
You want to hold the ball. You don't want the ball in dispute.
Definitely.
We can do this.
For sure. It's going to be the likes
They've got some good ins.
Definitely.
Canelio.
Yep.
Taylor. Green. Green tears us apart all the time. Not Tom Green. Sure. Toby Green, though.
Yeah.
Plaw.
Yeah. He's won a couple games off his own boot. Sort of being able to get it done at the right time of the game for the Giants against us. But, yeah, it's going to be lifting in that midfield. It's, you know, it's Rowie being tough in there. The Chad being tough. Haynes being tough. It's about, I want to see toughness in the guts. It's not going to be like the other games. It's sort of going to have a bit of a finals feel to it this early in the season,
yeah,
right?
It's good, isn't it?
It's, yeah, see what we're made of.
It's a free hit at a finals game in early May.
For sure. For sure, with everything going our way, basically. You know, Parks coming back. If Parks is back, we're only missing Mills.
So would you say it's a straight swap Mills-Amati?
Looks likely, for sure. And it looks like Campbell would be.
Because you're probably not dropping another midfielder, are you?
I don't think so.
So then he comes in and who would you have as sub?
I just don't know, Mads. I actually don't know. Cunningham, maybe? Sort of depends what the...
Bit of leg speed in the final quarter would be nice if it's been a slog.
Yeah. But it's, you know, you'd have to have a real look at the matchups and who they're going specifically on players. And Harry could get the role on Tobes.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah. It's interesting. Foxy, maybe sub. Comes out to sub, wet day, tall's not as effective. Foxy comes on, versatile. Yeah. If an injury comes on, he could be the sub. But yeah, who would you be inviting to the party?
I am going to invite Wixie.
Wixie!
Going to invite Wixie.
He would have had a big week, I'm sure.
I want three from Wixie.
Yeah, for sure.
I want three just classic crumb goals, getting into good spaces.
Yeah.
That'd be massive.
Would be good. Boys get around him.
Yeah.
Be good. Good to see.
That'd be massive. Good footy energy, stable.
Definitely, mate. Definitely. And what we need to remember, we are down here in the Melbourne-based media. I'm sure it's not hitting as hard up there. It's always been the narrative.
Yeah.
Right? We get in a bit of a bubble down here, and you can take all this stuff on, where, you know, it's probably not really hitting that hard inside the four walls. Just remember that, Faithful. For sure. Swanee's how far, mate?
12 points.
Yeah, 3 goals. I'll go an extra goal. I think we just outwork him. Work him and we see the performance that we want to see.
Yeah, it'd be huge. I've always thought we've been too tall all year, no matter the weather.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see with just two talls, even though they're going to be impacted.
And look, we're talking like, yeah, simply can't play three talls, but who the fuck knows?
Yeah,
They may well.
What's almost as likely is that Parker and Sheldrick come in.
Yeah,
Sheldon. And Amati stays in, and they drop Campbell, and they drop Fox.
Yeah, you know, we're just always so wrong. I'd love to get one right one day. But yeah, hopefully the boys get it done. Would be nice.
As I said, this is a free hit at a pseudo finals game.
For sure. For sure. And they've got plenty to worry about as well, the Giants. We're a bloody good team in some good form.
That's right.
They've got plenty to worry about. But we might jump into the tips, Mads.
Now, I have just had the most topsy-turvy season.
You went 9 for 9, didn't you?
I went 9 for 9.
Isn't that berserk?
I'd won the week before. I went 9 for 9 the week before that. It's just been an unmitigated disaster.
38th you are on 45.
Yes.
Very good.
What are you?
I am 165th.
What did you have last week?
6.
Yeah, 6. Right. Who'd you miss on?
Don't know, don't care.
Yeah, sure.
No one cares what I tipped.
Yeah, right.
But we'll move on to the current tips, mate. And, you know, you're in this battle. How many off the lead are you?
4 off the lead.
4 off the lead. Doable. Doable.
Yeah, it is.
Thursday night footy. The Adelaide Derby.
Adelaide.
Showdown. Showdown, yes. They call it over there.
Yes, that's
Adelaide
right.
Home game. So they'll have the crowd advantage. Adelaide Port.
Port Adelaide. Comfortably.
Port Adelaide. Yeah, Adelaide are pretty average.
They only beat St Kilda by 10 points.
Yeah.
But they only had one player on the bench for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Collingwood and Carlton.
Carlton.
Carlton exposed Collingwood on the G.
Yeah. I'd love to see that. St Kilda and North. North are...
chooked.
Battling.
Absolutely.
It's not good to see, is it?
It's horrible to see.
It's not good to see.
It's horrible.
I want North to be better.
I want North to win.
For sure.
They could win that.
They could win that. Big reversal you need.
Yeah.
Melbourne and Geelong.
Geelong. Comfortably.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Comfortably. Melbourne don't have a forward line.
Yeah.
It's certainly not a forward line that's going to take them very far.
Definitely, mate. Definitely. Can... understand that take.
Essendon.
Essendon
and West Coast.
Yep. Over in WA.
Ooh, Harley Reid back.
He will be back. Don's are pretty good.
Don's not bad.
Yeah.
Don's going in the right direction.
West Coast could be the upset.
Yeah, if you want to pick up a tip on some people, that's probably the one to go.
For sure. Richmond and Freo on Sunday.
That'd be... oh, MCG, that's interesting for Freo.
It is. Tigers are decimated, mate.
Yeah, they're cooked.
Simply can't win.
Freo.
Doggies and Hawthorn?
Dogs.
And what about this one? Rounding out the game.
The Q Clash.
Sunday night. Brisbane v Gold Coast.
It's almost Gold Coast.
I think so. I think Brisbane's out the door.
I think they're chooked.
They miss their opportunity.
Yeah, and this is the problem. This is the cruel thing about football, Deebs. You never know when you're going to get the other opportunity.
Yeah, so it could be a long time.
It could be a bloody long time, don't we know, Deeble?
We do. We do know that. But, mate, that just about wraps us up. I'll be up in Sydney. Looking forward to getting up there Saturday. Spending a few days up there with
when do you leave? Mates.
So, flying back Monday.
When do you get there?
Saturday morning. Yeah.
Okay, Saturday morning, interesting.
On the early flight.
What time's that one?
7.
Virgin. You're a big Virgin man, aren't you?
No, I'll float around a little bit.
Float around.
So, you know, Virgin's pretty reliable. Well, at least we're not on Bonza. Bonza in the news today.
Now, I hadn't even heard of them, Dave. But I Sounds like I don't need
no,
to.
No, you don't. I don't think they're going to be around too much longer. But no, booked on Virgin, so should have no issues up there. Look, hopefully run into a few of the faithful.
Yeah, and, wonderful.
Yeah, could even be out for a few drinks afterwards if we... no matter the result, no. I'm sure I'll be out for a couple of drinks. But
some losers' piss.
Hopefully it's some winners' piss. Yes. It tastes sweet.
Yeah, no, that would be good. I enjoy Sydney. I love Sydney. I'm very sorry I can't get up there.
That's right. And you have a good trip away, mate. You won't be on next week, having a week off.
I won't be on next week. There'll be a surprise guest on next week, which will be good.
Very good. But, mate, this has been True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. We're number one in your hearts, and we're number one on the charts. We're speaking words of wisdom.
Up the potty. Chadstone Toyota are back on board as premier sponsor of True Bloods for the month of May. Considering it's the month of May, Deeble, do you know what that means?
What does that mean,
it's
Matt?
Getting very close to the end of financial year at Chadstone Toyota.
And Chadstone Toyota have some deals for us, Mads. You simply must go down there. They've got an offer, $1,500 worth of Toyota genuine accessories. They've got your roof racks. They've got your bull bars, canopies, and seat covers.
They certainly do, Deeble. So get down to Chadstone Toyota at 1547 Dandenong Road, Oakley, Victoria, and speak to the sales team, and they'll help you get ready for end of financial year.